In this practice, we will be bringing attention sequentially to the sensations of the breath, the body, sounds, thoughts and emotions, and finally, open awareness of all experience. Settling into an alert and dignified sitting posture, one that expresses awakeness and ease. And now bringing attention into the body, becoming aware of the posture and sensations throughout the body. Feeling the sensations in the soles of the feet in contact with the floor, or in the backs of the legs in contact with the chair or the cushion. Allowing the pelvis to be tilted slightly forward with the knees lower than the hips, and the chest opening and the shoulders soft down the back. The eyes can be open with a soft, receptive gaze or closed. Feeling the physical sensations of touch, contact, weight, density, temperature, pressure. And now bringing your attention to the sensations of breathing in the abdomen as the air moves in and out of the body without changing or manipulating the breath in any way, allowing the breath to breathe on its own, perhaps feeling the sensations of expansion and deflation of the abdominal wall with the breath. Perhaps bringing an awareness to the pause at the top of the inhalation and the pause at the bottom of the exhalation. And when the attention wanders to sensations elsewhere in the body, to sounds, to thoughts and emotions, gently escorting the attention back to the sensations of breathing. And now releasing attention on the sensations of breath in the abdomen and moving attention up to the chest and feeling the expansion and contraction of the chest or of the ribcage on the in and out breaths. Now releasing attention on the sensations of breathing at the chest and moving attention up to the nostrils, anchoring the attention here and feeling the sensations of breathing at the nostrils. And now either staying with the sensations of breathing at the nostrils or resting your attention on the part of the body where the breath is clearly felt, either at the nostrils, the chest, or the abdomen, and making this the focus of attention for the next few minutes. returning here each time you notice that the attention has gone elsewhere. Returning with kindness and gentleness. And now on an out-breath, letting go of the focus of attention on breathing, and on an in-breath, bringing an open and receptive attention to sensations in the entire body, from head to toe. Receiving any and all sensations in the body. And when a particular sensation captures your attention, focusing it here, bringing curiosity and investigating it fully, its characteristics and dimensions, the size, weight, and depth. Temperature, boundaries, whether they are fuzzy or clear. Noticing if the sensation or sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral in their feeling tone. Noticing if there's a sense of bracing, spaciousness, or ease. And with curiosity, investigating this or these sensations fully. Waiting for another one to arise if it does, and then exploring the next one. And whenever your attention is taken away by sensations outside or inside the body, by sounds, by thoughts or emotions, just noting where the attention has gone, and then without giving yourself a hard time, returning the attention back to the sensations of the body. And doing this as many times as you notice that the attention has been hijacked by something else in or outside the body. And now on an exhalation, letting go of the primary attention on body sensations, and on an in-breath, shifting attention up to the ears and opening up to and receiving sounds as they arise and pass, sounds from in and outside the body, hearing the volume, the pitch, the tone of sounds, individual sounds or the entire soundscape from all around, above and below the body, and not searching for any particular sounds, and instead opening the ears to receive sounds that are close, sounds that are far, in and outside the room, and noting the characteristics of sound without naming its origin or its nature. Perhaps attending to the spaces between sounds, noticing if the sounds are individual and discrete or continuous. Hearing the sounds of silence. Attending to the bare experience of sounds without thinking about them. And if thinking is happening, and when you notice that thinking is happening, reconnecting with the direct experience of the sensory qualities of the sound, the volume, the pitch, the tone, duration, noticing if the sounds are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And when you find that the attention is no longer on the sensations of hearing, noticing where the attention has gone. Thinking, planning, memories, other sensations in the body. And then gently and firmly returning attention back to hearing, to receiving sounds. And doing this kindly without judging ourselves, and doing this as many times as we notice that the attention has wandered away. And now on an out-breath, letting go of hearing and sounds as the focus of attention. And on an in-breath, attending to thoughts. Thoughts as mental events. And just as we did with sounds, noticing when thoughts arise, stay for a while, and disappear. There's no need to make any thoughts happen or to search for any particular thoughts. Just allowing thoughts to be as they are, arising, developing, and disappearing on their own. Thoughts as images, thoughts as writing on a page, thoughts as sounds in the head. Attending to the spaces between thoughts. Perhaps attending to thoughts as if they were images projected on a cinema screen. We sit watching the screen and waiting for an image or a thought to appear. And when it does, paying full attention to this image on the screen, just as long as it's on the screen. As it arises and develops and stays on the screen, we attend to it. And as it leaves the screen, we let it go. And if we notice that we're getting involved in the story on the screen, we're thinking or narrating or stories about the stories on the screen, knowing that this is happening and letting it go, returning to simply being the audience of the movie being projected on the screen. And some thoughts may come along with an emotion. Perhaps a feeling of sadness or of frustration or restlessness. And if so, naming whatever emotion is arising. Sadness is here. Frustration is present. Restlessness is arising. And then perhaps dropping attention into the body, feeling the attendant sensations there. Attending to the parameters, the qualities of the sensations in the body, the size, the depth, the temperature, weight. And then when these emotions and attendant body sensations no longer hold the attention, allowing the attention to open up to receiving thoughts and emotions. Thank you. And now on an exhale, letting go of the awareness of thoughts and emotions as objects of attention. And on an inhale, allowing attention to take in the entirety of our experience, to all sensations, including thoughts and emotions, body sensations, breath sensations, sounds. Not looking for any experience, instead being open and receptive to whatever is arising from moment to moment. And when a particular sensation captures the attention, such as sounds, or the breath, or body sensations, or thoughts, or emotions, then attending to this sensation fully, being curious about its parameters, its dimensions, its qualities. And then when it releases its hold on the attention, returning to a more open and receptive attention to all experience. Resting in awareness itself. And at any time, you can return attention to the sensations of the breath or to sound to anchor the attention for a few moments before opening it up again to receiving the entirety of your experience. And now on an exhale, letting go of this more spacious and open awareness of all experience. And on an inhale, shifting the attention to the sensations of breathing wherever the breath is clearly felt. Attending to the in and out of the breath. And now taking three deeper and longer breaths. And perhaps taking a few moments now to appreciate ourselves, to give gratitude to ourselves for engaging in this practice. And then on an exhale, letting go of this practice, opening the eyes if they were closed, and widening the gaze if the eyes were open.